Welcome to Word Mission Church International Podcast. Now the Word with Paul Mensah Wood.
Changes. The presence of God makes all the difference. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray that you will have an encounter with the Word of God this morning. Pray that you will have an encounter with the wisdom of God this morning. Pray that you will hear the voice of God. That this morning will not just be another morning, but this morning will be a morning where you will know that you are seeing God face to face. You have encountered the very presence of God. Solomon had one encounter with divine wisdom, and it turned his life around. Pray that this morning you will have an encounter with divine wisdom. You will have an encounter with the presence of God. That is what makes the difference in our lives. That is what makes the difference in our lives. The presence of God transforming our lives, taking us from glory to glory, taking us from glory to glory. My Lord and my God, I give you praise this morning. Glory be to God. Be exalted, O God. Lord, be magnified. Lord, be glorified. Lord, be glorified. Lord, be glorified. Lord, be glorified. Let our lives be transformed. Let us be changed, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord and my God, you are the same. You never change. You never change. You never change. You are the same. Oh Lord, let burdens be rolled away. Let the questions on our hearts be answered. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talk to him this morning. He's your Father. He wants to hear your voice. Get answers this morning from him, from the throne room of grace. He says we can come boldly, boldly to the throne room of grace to obtain mercy and help in the time of need. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. We give you praise. Be lifted up. Be exalted. Be magnified, O Lord. Have your way. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way in our midst this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen. 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 It's good to have everybody here. It's exciting. It's good. It's good to come into his presence and to study the word of God together. The word of God. One encounter with the word of God from heaven can turn your life around. Can turn your life around and send you in the right direction. So we are glad that you are here. It's so good. It's so good. I'm excited every time we have to study God's word. So this, we've been looking at wisdom these last couple of weeks, and we will wrap it up today, and we can study on wisdom from now till the end of the year, and we'll keep going because it's such a broad topic. But we'll go through some of the things that we've talked about, and then we'll continue. So let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. Matthew 12, 42. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It says, the queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, someone or something greater than Solomon is here. So Jesus Christ, describing himself, saying that the New King James put this way, says someone greater than Solomon is here. Someone came to
from the ends of the earth. The queen of the south came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And now he says, behold, that means pay attention. Look, pay attention. Someone greater than Solomon is here. Jesus describing himself up to the point before Jesus Christ came, Solomon was the wisest person who had walked. But Jesus Christ began to walk in the wisdom of God, and then he described himself as saying, someone greater than Solomon is here. Someone greater than Solomon is here. And then turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 30. It says, and because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. We are in Christ Jesus. And Jesus Christ has been made to us. The first thing that you notice there is wisdom. So if you are in Christ Jesus and he is in us and he describes himself that a greater than Solomon is here, then there is the potential in us for us to even walk in the wisdom greater than what Solomon walked in. Think about it. We are in Christ Jesus, and he has been made to us wisdom from God. Wisdom from God. Think about the ability to walk in wisdom that is beyond what Solomon walked in. We need wisdom in every area of our lives. We need wisdom in every phase of life. And so to know that there is that potential in us to walk in wisdom, that is what greater than, what Solomon walked in. That's quite a concept. By the wisdom of God, the earth was founded, and by the wisdom of God, the heavens were established. Proverbs 3:19. So everything that we see here was created by the wisdom of God. Everything good and perfect that we'll see in our lives will have to come from the same source as well. And so to walk in the wisdom of God, one of the things that we have to do is we have to thirst and to hunger for the wisdom of God. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. We can have all the information, but without the wisdom of God, while we're walking in wisdom, we will not use knowledge very well. And so this morning, let us look at some points overall that, in our lives, that we can walk in the school of divine wisdom. What are some of the ingredients? What are some of the things that are very important for us to walk in? First of all, there has to be a hunger and a thirst for wisdom. When we come up with questions come up, things come up that we don't know what to do, there has to be a hunger and a thirst for wisdom. There has to be a hunger and a thirst for wisdom. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17. Thank you, Lord. Follow me with your heart. Isaiah 41, 17. It says, when the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. So he says that when the poor and needy seek God and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. And turn a few pages or go a few verse chapters up, Isaiah 44, verse 3. It says, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing upon your descendants. I will pour, notice again, water on the thirsty land. There has to be a thirst after wisdom. That's what Solomon walked into when he went he went to Mount Gibeon, he had that hunger and thirst in his heart for wisdom. For wisdom. And so when God came to him and he said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? What was in his heart? The Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so what was in his heart is what came out. When God asked him, what do you want me to do? So out of the abundance, Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But look at Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 5 to 9. His heart thirst and hunger for wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3, 5 to 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. 1 Kings chapter 3, 5 to 9. It says, at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. And Solomon said, you have shown great and steadfast love to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of David, my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out. Notice, he says, I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind. Other translation says, a wise and an understanding heart, to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? So Solomon had a hunger and a thirst for the wisdom of God. There must be a thirst and a hunger before there is a release of wisdom. Of divine wisdom. In the school of divine wisdom, there has to be a hunger and a thirst. And there is no situation that does not have a solution in divine wisdom. Everything that you can encounter, everything, that question that can come up in life, there is an answer by divine wisdom. Notice Solomon said, I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to govern these great people. How many times do we come up in life and you say, I don't know what to do? That's where he was at. Solomon was at. But he had a hunger and a thirst that, when I have divine wisdom, all the others will follow. So God, give me a wise heart to govern your people. A hunger and a thirst is so important. When we come up in life, when we come up to situations where we don't know what to do, we have to, he says, he will pour water on him that is thirsty. If you are thirsty for divine wisdom, if you are thirsty for the wisdom of God, you will receive it. Jesus Christ has been made unto you wisdom, and you have the potential in you to walk in wisdom that even what Solomon walked in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's continue. Then, number two, there must be a heart for God. There must be a heart and a love for God. There must be, we see that all through the characteristics of these people that walked in divine wisdom. There must be a heart for God. So right where we are, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, the first phrase says that Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. He had a heart after God. That is what motivated him to ask for wisdom. He had a heart for God. He had a heart for God. There must be a heart for God. That is so vital, and then so that we can flow or walk in divine wisdom. We see that as well in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel refused to eat the king's meat. He said, I want to be able to walk and flow in divine wisdom. So Daniel 1:8, he says he refused to partake of the king's meat. and the meat was offered to idols. No, he said, my heart is after God. I don't want to defile myself with this. I will go after God. Joseph, in the same way, when he was confronted, Genesis 39:9, he says that how, by Potiphar's wife, how can I do this thing and sin against God? And that one, when he interpreted the dreams of Pharaoh, this Pharaoh put it this way. He said, there is no wise as you. All these people had a heart and a hunger for God, and they flowed and walked in divine wisdom. We see that as well in the life of David. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. 1 Samuel 13, 14. This is when Saul messed up real bad. And God came to him, 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought out a man after his own heart. Notice the phrase, after his own heart. Solomon loved the Lord. David was a man after God's own heart. And the Lord has commanded him to be prince over these people because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. So he says, then it turned out that person was David. David was a man after God. 1 Samuel 18, 14 to 15. Okay, good. Thank you. All right. And he says, and David had success in all his undertakings, for the Lord was with him. And when Saul saw that he had great success, he stood in fearful awe of him. I like the way the New King James puts it. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 14. 1 Samuel 18. 14, 15. It puts it this way. It says, therefore, Samuel removed him from his presence and made him his captain over 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David behaved wisely in all his ways. And the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. David, the thing we want to see here is that David had a heart for God, and he walked in wisdom as well. He behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. Therefore, when Saul saw that he behaved very wisely, he was afraid of him. A characteristic that we see in all these people is that they had a heart for God. They had a heart for God, and they flowed and walked in divine wisdom. To maintain that flow of wisdom in our lives, of God's wisdom in our lives, we have to have a heart for God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the next point is, we must also ask for wisdom in prayer. When we come up to situations where we need God's wisdom, we can go to God and say, God, give me wisdom. The wisdom of God is available, and we can ask or receive that in prayer. James chapter 1, verse 5. James chapter 1, verse 5. Thank you, Lord Jesus. James chapter 1, verse 5. Glory to God. James chapter 1. Verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. Notice, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. So he starts talking about wisdom, then he ends up on anything. If you are going to ask for wisdom, ask for it in faith. Faith is how that we receive in the kingdom of God. So Jesus Christ has been made wisdom unto you. The wisdom of God is available unto you, but you must go to God and ask for it in faith. You say, Father, I don't know what to do, but I come to you humbly and reverently. Lord, show me what to do. I believe I receive your wisdom concerning this situation. Lord, I ask you, believing and receiving, not doubting, and I thank you for it. And the wisdom of God is available for you to walk in. But you have to go. We have to ask for it. We have to ask for it. And then in prayer, one of the best ways as well, I had I read a testimony of Dr. George Washington Carver. He lives in the 1800s. And he invented, he found so many uses out of peanuts, soybean, and other plants that, replaced cotton in way down in the South. And by that, the people in the South made millions and millions of dollars. And he came up with inventions that we still use today. Some of these include soya beans that we get face powder from, instant coffee, non-toxic colors that we use, from which crayons were developed. But in 1821, he went before the Ways and Means Committee in Washington, and they asked him that he should tell them the uses of peanuts. And then he said, you have 45 minutes. And then he started talking, and he just kept talking and talking and talking. And he ran out of time, and the chairman said, no, keep going. You can have all the time you want. And then at the end, they asked him, one of the people there asked him and said, how did you get all this? How did you come by all these inventions? So they asked him, how did you come by all these inventions? And he said, I got it from an old book. An old book? And then he said, what book are you talking about? He said, I got it from the Bible. And then one of them said, are there peanuts in the Bible? Are there peanuts in the Bible? And then he said, no. But I know the God who made the peanuts. I went to him and asked him what to do with the peanuts, and he showed me what to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know the God who knows about peanuts. How many of you have realized that God knows about everything? Have you gotten to the point where you know that God knows about everything? He knows about everything. 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 And so he said, I went to the God who knows about peanuts, and he revealed peanuts, what to do with peanuts. Came with about 300 uses. And later on, the president of the day visited him. Other scientists from all over the world came to hear his wisdom on the things that he had come up with. But he was a man the same way. He accessed it by going to God. God, show me. I have peanuts in my house. I enjoy them. But by he asking and contacting divine wisdom, he knew what to do with the peanuts. Hallelujah. That's what some of these verses. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. The wisdom of God, one of the best ways I know also to access the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. Thank you, Lord. Verse 6. It says, yet among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glory. The wisdom of God is for the glorification of the end time church. The wisdom of God, which is hidden for our glory, a secret and the wisdom of God, which is hidden for our glory. The wisdom of God is hidden, but it's not hidden away from us. It is hidden for us. It is hidden for us. It is hidden for us. And notice, it says, none of the rulers of this age understood this. For if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, what no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of that person which is in him? So also no one comprehends the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The old translation says it's a mystery. It is hidden. But thanks be to God, we have the Holy Spirit. We have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the Spirit of God that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. It is hidden, but it is not hidden from us. It is hidden for us, for our glory, for us to be able to walk in the plan of God for our lives, for our lives to have color to it, that people would desire to come to our God. They'll come to us and ask us, how are you coming by these things? It is hidden for us. It is hidden for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 verse 3 talks about the same thing. The wisdom of God that is hidden, but it's in Christ Jesus, and we are in Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 verse 3. We can start from verse 2. It says that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the full of assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ. In whom are hidden all, notice that, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In Christ Jesus is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The mystery is Christ himself. But the good news is we are in Christ. It says that and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. My Lord and my God, no wonder he said that greater than Solomon is here. All the wisdom is in Christ Jesus. And by the aid of the Holy Spirit, we can access the wisdom of God, the very wisdom that created everything that we see. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we can access the wisdom of God. It is hidden so that the enemy cannot have access to it. It's hidden for us. It is hidden for us. And one of the best ways that I know to access the wisdom of God is also by praying in the Spirit, by praying in the heavenly language that God has given us. Oh, sometimes I come to places where I don't know what to do, but by speaking in the heavenly language, in the tongue that God has given me, wisdom comes from above. That wisdom that is first pure, that is first gentle, that wisdom that is peaceable, it is released by praying to God directly. You say, what does praying in the Spirit mean? Let's go to first. So notice, but I want you to notice carefully. Let's before we leave 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. He says that the wisdom of God in a mystery. Then he says that Christ is the mystery, or the hidden wisdom of God, or the secret wisdom of God. And then he talks about the fact that by the Spirit of God, we can come to know this mystery or this hidden wisdom that he's talking about. And so let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 first. Romans 8, 26 talks about the fact that likewise, The Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We are still on the fact that we have to ask for it in prayer. For we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words. We do not know the way we should pray sometimes. And the best way that we know how to pray is first, I know how to pray, and to receive the wisdom of God is by praying in the Spirit. By praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to man, but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the Spirit. You see, the wisdom of God is packaged and hidden. And it's in a mystery. But by praying in a language that we don't understand, my Lord and my God, I begin to know what to do, what to tend, which what to do at every point, to know what to do. Jude chapter 20 talks about the fact that praying, we beloved, building up ourselves on our most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. When you pray that way, you get to a place where the devil doesn't know what you are talking about. It says that you speak directly to God. Another translation says divine secret. You speak the deepest, you don't know what to pray, but that by the help of the Holy Spirit, you are praying and you are in direct contact with the Father of wisdom. And he communicates back to you. You are in a networking field, we call it it's encrypted. You are in direct contact with God, and all of a sudden, you begin to know what to do. The light comes on. I've been in situations where, God, what should I do? But by praying in the Spirit, building up yourself, not only that, but praying in the Spirit, and it's so easy to receive it. It's for all of us. If you ask God for the Holy Spirit, he won't give you a serpent. You just go to God and you say, God, I need to receive my heavenly language. Thank you that the Holy Spirit is here. By faith, everything operates by faith in the kingdom of God. By faith, I receive the language of the Spirit, my heavenly language, and you just open your mouth and begin to talk. I can talk that, I can pray that way anywhere I am, in the car, at home, everywhere. Lord, show me what to do. Lord, show me what to do. That's one of the best ways to pray. That's why he says, ask, but when you ask, ask in faith. Ask in faith. And then you begin to speak the very heart, or your very heart pours out to God, and God reveals his wisdom to you. Notice that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, and all the way down, he ties the wisdom to the Spirit of God. He ties the wisdom to the Spirit of God. And by the Holy Spirit helping us pray to him in a language that we have not learned on our own, we pray the very wisdom of God. I pray that is your portion in the name of Jesus. Man, oh Lord, my God. The wisdom of God is hidden for us, not from us. It's hidden from us. That's what, I mean, Daniel got to the place. We have to ask for it in prayer. Daniel 2, 16 to 19. He talks about the fact that you give us time. The king had a dream. You give us time. We know the one who knows all secrets. We will go and get that secret. And the Bible says that they implored mercies of the God of heaven. God, show us here. God, you have that hunger and thirst. God, show me, show me, show me, show me, show me. And then Daniel, imagine he telling the king what was his dream. At 10 o'clock, he had this dream. At 11 o'clock, he had this dream. And pop, 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 this is what the dreams means. That is heavenly wisdom. Heavenly wisdom. And Jesus comes on the scene and says, a greater than Solomon is here. All these people that we see walking in the wisdom of God, there's that potential in us for us to walk in wisdom that is greater than what they walked in. My Lord and my God, that excites me. That just excites me. That just excites me. And then we see that in the life of Bezalel as well. You see, the wisdom of God is applicable everywhere in our lives. In marriage, in our businesses, in relationships, at work, everywhere the wisdom of God is so important. And so in Exodus chapter 36, verse 1 to 2, we see that wisdom at work as well in the life of Bezalel. Bezalel and Aholiab and every craftsman in whom the Lord has put skill and intelligence to know how to do any work in the construction of the sanctuary shall walk in accordance with all the Lord has commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every craftsman in whose mind the Lord had put skill. The other translation says wisdom. Another translation of the word, meaning of the word wisdom is skill. Everyone whose heart stirred him up to come to do the work. So building this monument was no ordinary task. God specially called someone and put this wisdom, called these people. Say someone, Bezalel, where was he born? Colorado Springs? No, he wasn't born in Colorado Springs. Bezalel, he received wisdom. So this is a craftsman. But by accessing the wisdom of God, that's needed to build the tabernacle. So the wisdom of God, it's applicable in every area of our lives. In every area of our lives. This person receives special wisdom, divine wisdom, to be able to come up with the tabernacle. Think about it. God knows about everything. That's where I was going with that. God knows about everything. He knows about marriage. He knows about raising kids. He knows about accounting. He knows about engineering. He knows every subject that you can come up with, every topic that you can come up with, God knows about it. God knows about it. And then, so we have to have a heart and a thirst and ask for it in prayer. In prayer. Then not only that, once you receive, oh my, I'm running out of time. so much to give. Another way to access the wisdom of God is by constantly thinking on the wisdom, on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Thank you, Lord. A life of meditation or feeding on the word of God, thinking about the word of God. What does God's word have to say about my circumstances? Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. I want everyone to be successful. I want everyone to walk in the wisdom of God. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. The Amplified puts it this way. You will deal wisely in the affairs of life. So you're not going to be able to have success or prosper if you cannot deal wisely. So Joshua, Moses is dead. He's banging his head against the wall, twiddling his thumbs, wringing his fingers. God, this is the man that crossed the Red Sea. This is the man that his rod can do miracles. And you are asking me to lead these people to the promised land? He says, please choose somebody else. This is not me. I won't be able to do it. Then God said, be courageous. Don't be afraid. I meditate on God's word day and night. Day and night. Do it some of the time? No. By meditating and thinking about God's word, the fear will go away. The courage will come. The word of God is the wisdom of God. And so by meditating on it, you will deal wisely. You will know which way to turn, which way to go. That he was giving him the recipe for success in the task that is at hand. That is the same recipe that applies to us as well. By making a commitment, sometimes you may have been worrying about the situation. I mean, you've juggled, attended left and right in your head. You are banging your head against the wall. I don't know what to do. Just begin to, what does God's word say? God's word is the wisdom of God. Jesus said the word of God is the wisdom of God. Begin to meditate on the word of God. Get it on the inside of you. When it gets on the inside of you, it will displace the fear. It will displace everything else that is not in accordance with the word of God. But it requires time. Take time. Think on the word of God. Chew on the word of God. It's what he's telling Joshua. Then you will know how to deal. You will deal wisely in the affairs of life, and you'll be prosperous and have good success. Good success. Good success. So take time to meditate on the word of God. There are so many, people that other false religions have made a bad deal out of meditation, but there's a good side to it where you are thinking on the word of God. The psalmist said that he did that. Psalm 77, verse 6. Note all these scriptures down. Hallelujah. Psalm 77, verse 6. And as you hear the word of God, I pray that you receive answers to questions, life's questions as well. I said, let me remember my song in the night. Let me meditate in my heart, then my spirit made a diligent search. So all these people had a habit, a lifestyle of meditating or thinking on the word. It says, my spirit made a diligent search. So in his heart, he's feeding, thinking on the word of God. He's searching for answers, and he's getting answers from heaven. And then Psalm 119, verse 46, David as well. Psalm 119, oh glory, 119:48. Psalm 119, verse 48. I will lift up my hand toward your commandments, which I love. That's the word of God. And I will meditate on your statutes. I will meditate on your statute. By thinking on the word of God, by meditating on the word of God, light. The Bible says that the entrance of God's word brings light. Light will come. Light will come on what you should do. And then once the light comes, the next point, number six, I don't know if you are numbering number five or number six, depending on how you're numbering, it says that it is not enough just to find it. When what you receive is knowledge, now there has to be a commitment to do the word of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. The wise man is the one that does the word of God. Matthew 7, 24. Glory to God. Matthew 7, 24. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus speaking says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man. A wise man who built his house on the rock. So when you think, feed on God's word, meditate on God's word, get it in your heart, the wisdom of God will come, but you have to be willing to do it. The wise man is not the one that hears the word only, but the one who does the word of God. The one who does the word of God. And that person is built firmly on a rock. The storms of life may come. The storms of life may come. Circumstances may come. Things may come up. But the wise man is going to hear the word of God and do it. He will contact the wisdom of God that will show him out the way out. And so you may be going through, everything around may be crumbling down, but you stay calm. The Bible says that the wisdom of God that comes from heaven is first pure and peaceable. It's peaceable. That you stay calm, you stay peaceable. You know exactly what to do. And once you do it, results are forthcoming. I pray that in this season, in these days and time, the wisdom of God will be made manifest in your life. And then not only that, you know the source of heaven. Daniel knew the source of wisdom. Daniel knew the source of wisdom. He said, God will give the king an answer, will have an answer for the king. And then he also knew that he had to be faithful to walk in the wisdom of God. Daniel 1:17 talks about the fact that God gave Daniel wisdom. Then Daniel 6:4 talks about the fact that he was faithful. So he knew that he had to be faithful to continue to flow in the wisdom of God. Number one, he knew that God was the source of wisdom. And then number two, God is the one that gave him the wisdom, and then he had to be faithful. Not only faithful, but then he gave God the glory. You must give God all the glory for his manifestation of his wisdom in our lives. I pray in the name of Jesus. As you sit this morning under the word of God, answers will come to you as you go through this week. Questions that have plagued you, the wisdom of God will be revealed. The light of God will be revealed. The circumstances of your life that seem that there is no way out, the devil is the only one that will tell you that there is no way out. Jesus is the way. When the devil tells you that there is no way out, Jesus responds by saying, Jesus is the way. He is the wisdom of God, and he is in me. I have the Holy Spirit in me, and the wisdom of God will be revealed. I will not be stranded. I will know what to do. By the light of God from heaven, I will know what to do. Jesus is the wisdom of God. I am not alone. He is in me. He is for me. I have the very wisdom that created the earth. I have the very wisdom that created the heaven. This morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that the light of God, you'll begin to see amazing results as you put the word of God first, as you begin to hunger and thirst after the word of God, after the wisdom of God, as you begin to ask. I pray that heaven will open. The heaven will open. The heaven will open. Heavens will open. The wisdom of God will come to you, and every mountain out of your life will be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's close our eyes. Just begin to pray and give God praise. Talk to God this morning. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Lord, show us what to do. Lord, show us what to do. Lord, show us what to do. Oh, glory. Wisdom that would take us from one level where we are to the next level where you have for us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. The Apostle Paul said he did not cease to pray for the church in Ephesus. Ephesians 1:17, that they may be filled with the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of God. Lord, I want to walk in wisdom in every area of my life. I want to walk in your wisdom. I want to walk in your light everywhere that I may find myself this week and all the days of my life. And I will give you glory when I begin to see the results of your wisdom made manifest in my life. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom that is first of all pure and peaceable. Wisdom that quiets the storms in our lives. Faithfulness to God, his word, his love. It's a love for his word and his house. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Like David, we behave ourselves wisely. We know what to do. You bring us to a place of promotion and honor. Like Queen Esther, when she walked in the wisdom of God. My Lord and my God. Talk to God this morning. Just open up your heart to him. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your heart cry. The wisdom of God is available. In the name of Jesus, one encounter with the wisdom of God changed the story of Solomon. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Knowledge of what to do when we don't know what to do. May we hear your voice on what to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Built firmly and established on the rock that can never be moved. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, 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 glory. 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 Glory be to God. Glory be to God. If you are listening to this, and you say, oh, you're here, and you say, I don't know the Lord Jesus. I need to know the Lord Jesus. I want to know the Lord Jesus. I want to know what to do. I want to know what to do. I want to have this wisdom that you are talking about operating in my life all the time. And I want to know this wisdom. Wisdom, access to divine wisdom starts with being born again. We're coming into the kingdom of God. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I've heard your word. I believe you were raised from the dead. I believe you died for me, to save me, to redeem me. I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Lord, that I'm saved. Thank you, Lord. And now let's all say this together. Let's just raise up our hands to God. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you that Jesus has been made unto me wisdom from God. Thank you that I am in him and he is in me. This morning, I receive wisdom on any issue that I'm faced with. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are the rock that will not move. You are the rock that will never change. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You also said that you will never, never leave us nor forsake us. Build firmly on that rock that will not move. Thank you, Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus for you that you will walk in the wisdom of God. That this week and the rest of your days, you will see the manifestation of the wisdom of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, the peace of God that passes all understanding, that is associated with the wisdom of God, be yours. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May the next 7 days, may God give you testimonies. Fill your mouth with his goodness this next week. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God be seen in your life, that other people will see it and desire to follow your God that you said. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You said that he that wins a soul is wise. We pursue your kingdom agenda as well, Proverbs 11:30. Pursuing after people to come into the kingdom of God. Daniel 12:3 said that he did that turn many to righteousness, are wise and will shine like the stars forever. So we endeavor to reach out to other people, O God. Thank you that we are rising up higher and higher, and your glory is seen in our lives. We love you so much because you first loved us. We thank you. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
We trust this podcast was a blessing. Subscribe for more messages like these. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, we would love to hear from you. Email us at info@wordmissionchurchinternational.org. We will love to equip you in daily walk, so sign up for daily devotionals and encouragement at www.wordmissionchurchinternational.org. You may reach us at 719-235-5535 or write us at P.O. Box 15883, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80935.